Canute for.
Well, amen. Let us go to before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you for this time and for the TMC call and for the two amazing women of God who were obedient and said yes to your mandate to start the TMC. That's Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, we thank you for Artists International, which is the thread that brought us all together. Lord, we ask that you continue to just cover both the founders of this call. Father, keep them in your perfect will. Lord, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to just be a hedge of protection around the Spiller family as Dr. Spiller continues to move us forward with Artists Reloaded. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God who is getting ready to bring the message. Lord, we ask the special just pour into him as he pours out into us, Lord. So we thank you, we praise you, we glorify and honor you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now I will turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. The platform is yours.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much, Minister Kai. You're such a blessing, and we really appreciate you seating and greeting everyone this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and also giving us that tag, Fervently Effectual Prayer Friday. Praise God. And this is Friday. Good morning, TMC family. So good to have you guys on the call this morning. We're so delighted that God has given us another day to start together to honor and serve and worship him this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we're so excited about what God is doing. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we say welcome, 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 and we encourage you to join us every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. Now, we thank God for allowing these two beautiful anointed and appointed women of God who started this call back in October 2010, and they are our co-founders, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. And I tell you, these women of God are such a blessing to the masses. Now, this call was established on the scripture Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we also have a mission statement, and that statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So again, invite your family and friends to join us, to join you along with us, and say that this is a great way to start their day. Now, we do have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all the messages from the past, yes, way back in 2010 up until today, are archived on that site. So you can always get a word from the Lord. Now, we also have the bios of our speakers, and sometimes we get prayer directors, and it's such a blessing when we come together and pray together in unity as we do here every morning. Now, you'll notice that we have a theme for this year, and that theme says, "In 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen." And so we say, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, you might want to be a greeter, you might want to be a host, such as what I'm doing right now, or you might have a word from the Lord to share with the people of God. Well, you may submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, you also may have prayer requests or praise reports, and you can submit that also to the same info@themasterscall.net. Now, today is Friday, so we will remain on the line and take your personal prayer requests and praise reports. We're so blessed to be a part of this phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that we are assisting millions around the world with healthier lives, and it's because because of these wonderful products that we have. And that great company is Artists International. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. So in order to get more information, you can get back with the person that invited you to this call, or you can go to the Morning Motivational Call, which is held every Monday through Friday, right after this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. We have our platinum Dr. Dorothy Cook that has saw the vision of this call to bring us together every morning, and we have a team of leaders that have taken this call into a new direction, and I tell you, we are growing and flowing, and we thank God for all of them. Now, I won't prolong the time because we're ready to hear a word from on high. That word is going to be, I know, a powerhouse from this man of God. Now, Pastor Derek Allen has been pastoring for over 16 years, and he is the senior pastor president of Divine Word of Truth out of Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen, he's married to the love of his life, Beverly Bresnell, and with that union, they have three beautiful children, and they're Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. And to that addition, God has blessed them with son-in-law and two sons-in-law and a daughter-in-law and grandchildren, and he is a blessed man. Pastor Allen received his local license in Trinidad and Tobago, but he went on and furthered his studies in mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, World Mission Today. The list goes on and on. But I tell you, he is a man of God who is profound in giving the message that God has given him. He has traveled all over the place, I tell you, from Canada to Barbados to St. Croix to St. Thomas, Nigeria. The list goes on and on. But again, this man of God, you will hear a message from on high. He is an artist distributor. He continues to be instrumental in the lives of people. Anywhere he goes, he is being profound with the message of God. So now I'm getting out of the way and introduce to some, present to others, none other than Pastor Derek Allen out of Brooklyn, New York. Are you there, Pastor Allen?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, I give God all of the thanks and the praise, as always, for this opportunity. I never take it for granted. Amen. The opportunity to share, amen, the word of God with those of you on this, amen, morning, amen, Master's morning call. I must give it back, amen, praise God, to Minister Brenda and Minister Kyle. Amen. Also, cannot forget, amen, our hosts, amen, praise God, those ambassadors who God allow, amen, to start this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Amen. I give God all of the thanks and the praise for you and all of you Artists International family, amen, and guests on this call this morning. I just want to encourage you from the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I want to talk about a topic, be equipped for war. And don't get scared this morning, but understanding that the time we're living in, who we are as the children of God in an army, and understanding that, amen, you cannot join the military and not be ready to fight. You have to have your fighting gears on every single day. Amen. Father, I give you thanks this morning. I give you praise. I am grateful for this opportunity again, oh God, to share this brief word with your people. God, I pray that you will hide me behind your cross. Father, you will use me to speak forth your word, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Father God, the anointing that I so frequently pray for, that it's going to be upon me even now. Thank you for those who would hear this word. I believe it would be challenging and life-changing. Have your way, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak, amen, from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and verse 4. And it reads on this wise, praise God. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'm going to read a few more verses. Casting down imaginations and everything or high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Be equipped for war. As I said in just my brief opening statement, for us to understand this morning that I'm telling you, we are in a war, we are in a battle. And as we look at life and we look at situations and things that are going on around us, if you're not equipped, I'm telling you, you're going to just fall up and hide yourself a way that no one can find you, no one can see you. You just want to die, because I am telling you, in the home, you have to be ready to fight. On the job, you have to be ready to fight. Amen. In the church, you have to be ready to fight. In your own business, you have to fight. And, you know, this is this message came about really in a short while, because I had so much things I was going through. What should I talk about this morning? Amen. Praise God. I had a long day preaching yesterday and early this morning, my radio program and all of these things. And God just gave me, amen, one of these messages to share with you this morning, that we have to be equipped. Historically, war appears to be an integral part of human affairs. In 300 years of recorded history, most historians believe that not a single year has passed free of armed conflict, yet people have always recognized the folly, waste, and inhumanity of warfare, and have continually attempted to limit its devastation and the spread of increasingly destructive weapons. War is not something new. War has been there historically and biblically. As we read in our Bibles, we see and saw physical war taking place, armies after armies. As a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, this morning, I believe that this word will encourage you from the context of which I want to bring this word to you today, to understand that all truths are parallel, so in the physical, so in the spiritual. So I would kind of have you see in the spirit, understanding, amen, the truth of this word today, to understand that I may not be primarily talking about a physical warfare, but I am telling you, conflict is conflict. Even in the spirit, it is hard sometimes to fight. Physically, men pick up weapons and, amen, praise God, the army we have here in the United States is a powerful army. Amen, praise God. You can say what you want about America. Our army is strong. Amen. We know that there are armies around the world that are rising up and trying to be greater than the United States. But we have a very, very strong defense system, amen, that is ready to defend, amen, its citizens and the people of this nation at any moment's notice. Amen. But to understand this morning, the conflict goes deeper than that. And amen, praise God, as you hear this word today, can you picture, amen, the amount of wars that this country has fought already? Right at home, we had what is called civil war, and we have been in conflict around the world. We still have bases, amen, in countries all over the world. I have my only son. He's a 16-year-old veteran, amen, in this U.S. Army. Amen, praise God, doing his part as a citizen to defend the cause of the United States. But to understand this morning, amen, as I said, war is nothing new. David was a war fighter. He was a warrior. Amen. But the word before us this morning, it told us, amen, though we walk in the flesh, we do not mind flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it is mighty in God, and it is pulling down strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So understanding this morning that there could be a war of the mind. Oh, yes, there can be a war of the mind. And you have that conflict when you're going back and forth and thinking, what should I do? And you have decision to make, and the children are acting crazy, and the relationship that you're in, it is crazy. And God, you want to kill somebody. Or sometimes it's actually naturally, but God don't kill nobody because you will go to jail for the rest of your life. But understanding that war is happening spiritually, we are fighting spiritual warfare in our businesses. We are fighting to survive. It's a war out there. Sometimes people who you trust, amen, they stab you in the back. People who you trust, they're working against you. And God have mercy. It's a war. But to understand this morning that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but is mighty in God. There are people who try to rise up in the churches and fight against the leaders, oh God. They believe that they can do the job better than the pastor, better than the minister, better than the associate pastor. God, is a war out there. But I'm here to encourage you this morning that you have to be equipped. Amen. For war, do not give in, do not fold up and throw in the towel when the battle is raging. Stay in the fight and see God fight for you, because the weapons that we are fighting with, they are not carnal weapons, but they are mighty, mighty weapons in God. Amen. Praise God. And the word of God said, pulling down strongholds, and imagination are the things that you imagine sometimes. And people imagine, and people try to intimidate you for you to think, oh God, you cannot make it, and they try to tell you that you're not intelligent enough. But I'm here to encourage you this morning to understand with God fighting for you. Amen. You can make it. In the book of Ephesians chapter number 6, the writer said from verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and to put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God this morning. I'm telling you, we are in a battle, but God have mercy. We have already won. Amen. It has just been manifested. But somebody said, I've read, amen, from the book, from cover to cover, from the first, amen, Genesis to the last book. Amen. Praise God. And the victory have already been decided. Don't quit. Don't give up. Amen. Whatever you are doing this morning, it takes an effort. It takes fight. Praise God, and I'm not telling you to pick up, amen, guns and bombs and any kind of things, the weapons of mass destruction, but to understand you need to take up, amen, praise God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and fight this fight. Be ready, praise God, to pray hard. Be ready, oh, to defend, amen, the cause of the gospel for which you stand, your child of God this morning. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God, that you will be able to stand against the wiles of a war of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Amen. Praise God. Against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We are in a battle this morning, brothers and sisters. Amen. Praise God. You look at our this business, sometimes up, sometimes down. So many, amen, are giving up. So many, amen, are going through. I'm telling you, I cannot tell you what to do this morning. I cannot tell you how to fight this fight this morning. But don't be a quitter. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord this morning. Oh, I believe that I'm ministering to somebody today. Amen. Praise God. Somebody who is at the brink, amen, of throwing in the towel, who is at the brink of giving up. Amen. Praise God in your marriage relationship. Amen. If you believe that God bless you with that spouse, then fight for it. Oh, my God, I'm not telling you to beat a man or to beat a woman, amen, or to pick up any weapon and shoot or kill anybody. No, I'm telling you to fight. It's a spiritual warfare, amen, in the book of Isaiah number 54, the word of God says from verse 13, I'm using the Amplified interpretation this morning, amen, and all your, amen, spiritual your children shall be disciples taught by the Lord and obedience of his will, and great shall be the peace, and amen, in undisturbed composure of your children. Are you hearing me this morning? You shall establish yourself in righteousness. Righteous and conformity to God, will and order. You shall be far from even the thought of oppression or destruction. Are you hearing me today? You shall not be afraid. Do not fear of, amen, from your terror, for it shall not come nigh you. O child of God, this morning, it does not matter how dark the cloud look. It does not matter even look like it's going to rain. And even when it rains, sometimes rain is good. But there are times you do not want the rain to fall. But God, this morning, God knows everything that you're faced with. And God is ready to fight for you. He said the terrors will not come nigh you. Behold, they may gather together and stir up strife, but it shall not come from me. Whoever stir up strife against you shall fall, amen, surrender to you. Oh, my God, are you hearing me today? Behold, I have created a smith who boils the fire of coal. And who produced the weapon for its purpose. And I have created, amen, praise God, the devastator to destroy, but no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. Understand, child of God, you have to be ready to fight this fight. You shall condemn it. Listen, you may have people on your team. You may have people in your company who is saying, I got your back. I will fight for you. I'll be there for you. I am here to tell you, don't put your weapon down and depend on nobody. You have to stand. Amen. Praise God with your eyes open. And even when you're asleep, sleep with one eye closed and one eye open. I'm speaking in the spirit this morning. Let him who have ears to hear. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto you this morning. I'm not speaking about a physical warfare, but even in the physical, we have to stand. Amen. Praise God. There are things that are being pushed down our throats as children of God, and we have to take a stand and say, no to the devil. I believe God, and I will stand my ground and see God fight for me. Understanding in this battle, I do not have to physically fight. I just have to be prayerful and watchful and see God fight this battle for me. Again, amen, praise God. No weapon that is formed against you, child of God, will be able to prosper because this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. I'm coming down this morning. Amen, praise God. In the book of Matthew, I'm giving you a word today. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, from verse 11, and it says, praise God, verily I say unto you, among those who are born of a woman, they have not risen the greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he is the least, amen, in the kingdom of heaven, amen, will become the greater, amen, and from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violence taken by force. Be equipped for war this morning. The war is raging, brothers and sisters. You have to stand up for your education. You have to fight, amen, praise God, for your better home. You got to fight for your finances. You got to fight for your children's right to go to the school that you want them to go to. You have to fight. Amen. Praise God. When the enemy tries to creep into the church, you have to stand up in your community, on your block. Amen. Praise God. Whatever we are involved in, we have to stand up. We cannot be quitters. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Amen. Stand up this morning. Stand up, amen, praise God, in your pursuits, understanding, amen, praise God, that the weapons that we are not using, they're mighty in God. I feel like shouting a voice, a note of praise unto God this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving us the weapons, amen, from your word, that we are able to stand and win this fight. This battle that we are in is a battle for life this morning. Today I give God thanks and praise. I am grateful this morning that I'm able to come and share with you. Amen. Praise God. Be equipped for war. Amen. Because I am telling you, the war is raging. It is. Somebody said it this way, dog eat dog. Amen. But we would not live that type of life this morning. We, amen, praise God, we'll be children of God in everything that we do, in our business decisions, amen, in our church and worship decisions, in whatever, amen, environment we find ourselves in, that we're going to stand, amen, but amen, we will always be watchful and ready, amen, to defend, amen, praise God, what we stand for. God bless you this morning is my prayer and word to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hand it back over to our host. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word, Pastor Allen. We so appreciate you. And I will ask you to come back and close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. We thank you, Father. We honor you and we glorify you, Father, because you have given us another opportunity to hear your word, for us to stand and be doers of your word, to stand and be ready to fight the good faith of love, peace, joy, to fight, Lord God. We thank you that you told us no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue rise against us will cease. You already told us, Lord, that greater works shall we do because we go to the Father. You also told us, Lord, in your word that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we thank you, Father, for this man of God reminding us that we need to fight the good faith of fight, fight the good faith of effectual fervent fight. Hallelujah. And we glorify you, Father, that no weapon formed against this man of God will prosper. So we ask that you continue to pour into him virtues of your love, your peace, your joy, your grace, oh God. We thank you, Father, for blessing his surroundings, blessing everybody that's connected to him, oh God. We thank you, Father, for keeping him in perfect peace as his mind is stayed on you. And Lord God, we ask that you continue to strengthen him and let him, Lord, meet people among the masses, Lord God, and give that encouraging word as we receive this morning, Father God, that we should look to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Father, we thank you for Wendy Darcy and her family. We ask that you keep them, Father, in their time of bereavement. We glorify you, Father, that you are with them. You're strengthening them. You're keeping them, Lord God, in every aspect of their lives. And, Father, as you bless this family, strengthen them and comfort them like nobody can do. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you allow her to feel our love for her. Let her feel our love for her, Lord God, those that have a desire to be there with her, Lord God. But yet, we know that you're there. So we thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing for Wendy Darcy and her family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father. So we ask you, Lord, that you continue to bless this family of TMC, that you strengthen them this weekend, Lord God, that you keep them in perfect peace, and that they come to realize that they have the victory through Christ Jesus, because we do receive the finished works of Calvary. Father God, we ask you that you continue to bless Artists International and all those that's connected, and strengthen the the company, the owners, and all those, Lord God, that are participating. We know that you're doing the work, Lord God, and we're standing firm in the power of our might, in your might, Lord God. We thank you that it's you, in you, that we live, move, and have our being, and we glorify you, Father, for doing it. Not by might, it's not by power, it's by your spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, I'm encouraging you to listen to this playback again. You got a powerful message for the weekend. And that number is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677#. And remember, we're going to remain on the line to take your prayer requests and your praise reports. And then afterwards is the morning motivational call at 530-881-1300. The pin is 539-598#. And you use that same number for the millionaire's call at 12 noon Central Standard Time and at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time today and tomorrow and Sunday at 7 p.m. So we thank you again. I want to encourage you to continue to pray for Wendy Dawson and her family, and they are having a homegoing celebration tomorrow for her husband, Prophet Lance Dawson. And it will be at noon tomorrow, so keep this family in prayer. And please share your love, share your love. We have donations, information. You can send donations to PayPal, and it's at PayPal, at WendyDossie, at gmail.com. That's Wendy Dawson, Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, dot Dawson, D-O-S-S-I-E, at gmail.com. I'm repeating that. It's wendy.dossie@gmail.com. All donations are will be a blessing. Thank you so much. Well, TMC family, I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Allen to close us out with a benediction. First, I want to say thank you, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone and opening us up with that profound tag as well as the blessed prayer. And so I'm asking, Pastor Allen, would you come back and give us our benediction? God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I thank God again for another opportunity as we end the month of August. Amen. That God will continue to keep us as we go forth for our day. Our condolences go out to all those who are bereaved on this morning. I pray that you have a great weekend. Father, we give you thanks and praise this morning. We are honored again today, Father, for another opportunity to share on this call. Thank you, God, for this medium that you have allowed, oh God, these women of God and men of God to come, oh God, 5 days a week, oh God, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless and to keep us. Guide God and direct us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Remember today that you are the head, you are not the tail. You are a victor, not a victim. You are up, you are not down. You are destined for greatness. Destiny is ahead of you. Keep your head up. Square your shoulders. The sky is the limit, and the earth belongs to God. God bless you is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And now we're going into our second half of our call, and I'm turning it over to our phenomenal woman, our co-founder, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
I certainly am. Good morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. Oh, man of God, as always, what a powerful word reminding us to be battle ready, that we're in a fight, to have a mindset that we are overcomers and that the battle is a fixed fight because we can read the back of the book and see that we win. So I just praise God for you. Thank you so much for your faithfulness all the time coming to minister, and you always bring an on-time word to our awesome host and prayer general, Minister Brenda. Thank you so much for being our host today, and Ms. Kai working the boards and greeting God's people with that fervently effective prayer party tag. I love it. I love it. I love it. God has blessed us with such an awesome team of people who bring to you, I call it the filet mignon of God's best each and every morning. And there's always room for more. Any of you all out there who the Lord is tugging on your heart who would love to serve You know, I talked about that yesterday with the More of Jesus. We'd love to serve and greet or host, or if there's a word of God in your belly, we want to always make sure you know that this call is for our entire artist family. So you're always welcome to contact us at info@themasterscall.net, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. This is our day where we always set aside time for prayer and praise reports. I do want to start off with a phenomenal praise report. Spent quite a while last night talking to our beloved sister, Minister Wendy. I called to encourage her, and I tell you, before we hung up, she had thoroughly encouraged me, the love of God in her heart, the strength of God that he has given her, and the peace of God that has rested upon her. We got to talking so much, didn't realize we were both back in Tulsa at the same time when I was in seminary. She was over at Rhema Training Center, and we never knew that till last night when we were talking, but she sends her love. She thanks you so much for her, for your prayers. She feels them. She knows that still there are some days ahead, but there's such a peace and an assurance. And she said it again last night. She said, "Pastor V, you know, he always told me, we were married 26 years last month, and he always told me that he loved me, but he did not love me more than Jesus." And she said, "Lance got a glimpse of glory and said, 'Baby, I love you, but I'm not coming back.'" And she said they were there working on him over 40 minutes, and he was staying warm, and they were praying and decreeing, and she just said, "He always told me." And she just kind of said how everybody's just been there at the house, and our platinum presidents, Juanita Kraft and Robert Jackson, at the hospital, been by the house every day, and she named so many of our distributors there in the Atlanta area who've been there, and she just kept saying, "I love my artists and my artist family." She said, "We would not have been alive as long as we have been if it had not been for these artist products and now the prayers of the righteous." So just know that she is doing well, and her kids are doing well. And, you know, tomorrow a real reality sets in at the homegoing celebration. Her husband was a chief custodian at a high school, and they just opened up the doors and said, "Please have it here on tomorrow, Saturday, with no time restrictions." And so many people have come out, and now it just worked together so good for her. But do not forget, as the minister Brenda did say, go to paypal.com. That's how you do it. You go to www.paypal.com, and it will have on there an option. You don't have to be a part of PayPal to send money, okay? And it'll have an option to send money, and you just click on that. And that's where you will put her email. You'll put your email that is coming from you, and it gives you a place to put a message, and you'll put the wendy.dossie@gmail.com, W-E-N-D-Y dot D as in David, O-S-S as in Sam, Sam, I-E, @gmail.com. So we want her to hear. We're glad for the calls and thankful for the prayers, but every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. And so we're just going to continue to keep lifting her up. She says she didn't want to take long because most of all the family was in that Georgia area. So they're all there. And she was on her way over to her sister's house last night to finish up the prayer bulletin and the funeral home that's handling everything, because I'm getting the resolution to them today, is Gus Thornhill, Gus G.U.S. Thornhill Funeral Home. In Atlanta, Georgia, East Point, Georgia, if you wanted to look it up, and even go and send words on their page. So that was such a powerful time, and she just had so much strength that comes from a close walk with Jesus all these years. So we just praise God for that. If there's anybody, *6 and then hit 1, who wants to come into the queue and give us your prayer request or praise report. We're still thanking God, as our co-founder is still doing a great job rehabilitating from her double knee replacements, and she is getting around on a cane, and she said every day it's a little less painful, but we just praise God for Dr. PK and her recovery, and we want to continue to call out her name in prayer, as well, of course, as our artist founding family, the Diaz de Leon family, and definitely with Miss Elvia, as we spoke with her recently. The baby's due think she's at the end of September, and she is doing well. So continue to pray for mother and child. And then, of course, the Spillers, keeping Dr. Spiller and his family in prayer. So no one has come to the queue yet. Are there any prayer requests or praise reports? *6 and then 1. And we will definitely be honored to lift you up in prayer. All right, 0771, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Deborah from Brooklyn, New York. How are you? Good morning. Grace and peace, everyone on the call. I am calling in this morning, just giving God the glory and praise for his divine protection. The shooting that they had in Roanoke, Virginia, happened right in the back of the school where my sister works. And she said at the time she had no idea what was going on. It's just that they came and told them that they were in lockdown. She is pretty shooken up about it because she said she knew what the lady who was shot. And asking for prayer for those victims and for my sister. Her name is Allison. And just the community there in Roanoke, Virginia, as they're still in a state of shock and grief over this shooting that happened a few days ago.
Yes, yes.
And I'm lifting her daughter, her oldest daughter, my sister's oldest daughter. Her name is Shamika. She's having surgery in her stomach this morning, that reduction surgery that she's having this morning. I just found out about that last night. I'm putting her on the prayer list, asking God to be in the midst of it, that she comes out of it and recover fully. And I'm also listing, her name is Shamika.
Okay, I got it.
And I'm also praying for one of the pastors in my church. I just found out yesterday he's leaving to go into med school. He's starting med school next week. So I'm putting him on the prayer list, asking for prayer for God's grace and guidance as he starts this new venture in his life.
And his name?
His name is Pastor Kirk, K-I-R-K.
Okay, leaving to go to med school. All right.
That's his calling.
Is that all?
Yes, that's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's always good to hear your voice. And we will definitely, that was very chilling, the situation with the news reporter and her cameraman just gunned down live on TV. And the brother who obviously had mental anger issues, who, of course, committed suicide. We want to keep him also in our prayers. Minister Kai is showing up on the board. Did you need prayer?
Yes, ma'am. A friend of mine who lives in Danville, Kentucky, her daughter had shunts in her head, and her name is Eudora. They removed the internal shunts, the one that they could. One has just gotten so infected and wrapped into her brain that it was too dangerous to take it out. And the other one came out, and they put in an external shunt to try and drain it, but she's having all sorts of complications and swelling. The mother's name is Susan McGilligan, and the daughter's name is Eudora. So I just want to add them to the prayer list.
Susan McGilligan, is that what you said?
McGilligan.
McGilligan, okay. All righty, mother. All righty, and possible infection. All right. Well, we will definitely keep them in prayer and keep you in prayer in all of your travels. All righty. Anybody else? Hit *6 before we go to the Lord in prayer. As you know, this is one of the main mandates of our call, is to take time and open up the doors so we can bombard heaven and intercede in prayer, pray for one another, and definitely for the body of Christ. You want to pray about that storm in the Caribbean. That's definitely Erica, I think, is the name of the storm, the hurricane, and the path that it's on toward Florida, just to pray that they understand the authority they have and literally speak to the elements, speak to the heavens, and command them to line up so that there will be no loss of life and danger. So we just definitely want to be that front line of prayer warriors. All righty, well, no one's come in the queue, so we are going to go on and see the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Oh, as we cry out for the more of you, more of your presence, Lord, stir up in us more of your dunamis power, giving us the exousia, wisdom and authority, what to do and how to use it. And Father, give us more of your heart, the compassion and character that is what you all are about in us. I just thank you, Father, that we have a mind to pray, a mind to seek you, not just your hand, but your face, God, to seek first that mind of Christ, that we're walking in sync with your desires for our lives, that our heart beats with the same drumbeat from heaven that you prescribe to know the pulse of heaven, that there's a shifting going on, that you are sifting in our lives all those things that are not like you. Some surprise us, some startle us, but give us a sensitivity to know when your hand is moving. We thank you, Lord God, as we lift up our manservant for that powerful word that Pastor Derek Allen poured into us to remind us that it is a fight. It's a fixed fight because we've read the back of the book in Revelations and we know we win. But give us a mind and a heart to want to stand tall, stand boldly, and fight the good fight of faith, that we're not cowards, we're not fearful. I speak to our spirits this morning, the boldness of God. So we thank you that you're pouring back the virtue into our manservant as he truly poured out into us all you had given him. Bless his family. Bless his ministry. The blood has your protection around him and all of his many travels. I thank you. You're doing in his heart and life the exceeding abundantly above. We continue to lift up our co-founder. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her body, to those knees, God, complete, not just as well as they used to be years ago, but exceeding abundantly above and better. I just thank you for her life, her love for you. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of her. Thank you for her daughter, Devola, that has been by her side, her holy Hazel, who has been her arms and her legs in this process, and continue to lift up her son, Eddie, and his family also in Colorado Springs. You bless and keep the Roberts strong in you. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family that has you used to link all of our hearts and lives together. We speak the blessings of God to that family, the love of God. Father, I thank you for that visionary's heart of Antonio Diaz de Leon, truly the prophetic eyes to see a vision for this company of Artists International. And thank you that you allowed us to be a part of this great organization that brings health and healing and wealth to all of us who choose to receive it. We thank you for Dr. Spiller and Raphael Spiller and Dr. Teresa Spiller and their three children. Father, thank you that you are strengthening his body and balancing his time and giving clarity of thought, that as he is leading this English market, Father, you speak to his heart, his mind, his spirit to line up with your will and desire, and anoint the field to latch on to the vision, to work in one accord, a spirit of unity and love. And Father, we just thank you that even in this season of shifting, that you are pruning and purging so that like the flower, like the rose, it has to be pruned so that it grows and even more beautiful and produces even more fruit. I just thank you in this season. We're excited about the transition. Father, we thank you for our dear sister Deborah in New York. We lift up her sister Allison. Oh, Father, I have even watching the news and listening to a young reporter, 24 years old, and her father and her fiance and her loved ones and the cameraman and all of those who have just been shaken to the very core, her sister, the school, the whole Roanoke community. You are that truly Isaiah 26:3, the peace that surpasses all of our understanding.
Father, those tormenting demons that made this young man be on this rampage. Oh, Father, even that family needs your grace and mercy and peace today in the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the why or how. When we can't trace your hand, we trust your heart. And we understand, as Pastor Allen has been teaching us today, we are in a fight. And it's not a fight of flesh. It's a spiritual fight. And we curse the assignment of the enemy. And now, Father, I bring forth that word, that what the devil truly meant for bad, destruction and fear and just hurt and pain, God, you turn it around. You bring good. You bring glory. You bring your power into that situation. To her sister Allison's heart, we speak peace and comfort. Now for her, for Allison's oldest daughter, Shanika, we thank you that even in this time of surgery, in this time of when she had to literally have a surgery this morning, we thank you that you were in that hospital room, that you were the surgeon general, that all goes well, that the surgery is a success, that her niece, Shanika, comes to it just fine in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Kirk as he is obedient to your will and leaving to go to med school. Go before him, make the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. Spirit of the living God, bring in all that is needed for this transition and this promotion in you. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. Speak healing to Miss Eudora, and we thank you that infection is a name, and pain is a name, and discomfort is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. And we thank you that these shunts that are in her brain, that they operate correctly and perform correctly. I speak peace to Susan, the mother. And as the doctors, the surgeons, the nurses, anyone and everyone who comes around this baby, Eudora, that they are your extension of your healing hands. Father, you have your way. This baby is your miracle in the making. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, show up, show out in that baby's life, in her head, in Jesus' name. And Father, this hurricane, we speak to the winds and waves, and we curse your assignment at the root. We thank you that you will cease and desist. Father, we speak this storm to change its course and just go out into the waters and dissipate. You've given us that authority, just like Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves and said, peace be still. We understand who we are and whose we are, and we have jurisdiction as believers to command the winds and the waves to stop their destruction. Father, let the Christians, the believers, especially in that Florida area, stand up big and bold and speak to the atmosphere. Erica, we call you conquered. We call you over. We call you dissolved in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that its path literally will turn out and head toward the Atlantic, and they'll be amazed on why it stopped and went another way, because we as believers will walk in our authority. So, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing, and with Miss Wendy, even tomorrow, as she heads into that homegoing celebration of her husband and the family, let her feel our prayers. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, and as they've had so many spiritual children, spiritual sons and daughters, let Prophet Lance's celebration be just that, a homegoing celebration where you get the glory, you get the honor. Now for the spoken and unspoken prayer requests on this phone line. And Father, I just got a text from Candy where a dear friend has just had a tragic motorcycle accident. We send your word of healing. We curse the assignment of the enemy with death. We just thank you, Father, that you are intervening. Now we speak peace to Candy's heart as she's rushing to be by her friend's side. So, God, we know, as Pastor Allen taught us this morning, the devil is busy, but you're greater. And we thank you that the greater is he that's in us than any of these fiery darts. 1 John 4, that fourth verse. That are in the world. Now we seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no word returns void. We thank you that we know it's already done. and that you're moving, that you're doing all to make our lives successful in you. Now we decree and declare that all is well in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Love you all each so much. I have to rush over and take over this MMC call for Candy, but you all be blessed and have a great day. Keep everybody in prayer. We look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye. I mean,